On this occasion of our annual meeting, I call upon our Lord God to anoint my heart, my soul, and this message this morning. We pray it is of you, by you, and for you as we reflect upon faith, hope, and love in our community, making this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated, folks. Friends, this morning as I reflect on our annual meeting, this is a wonderful occasion, I look back on 2015 and look forward to 2016. The theme that comes to mind in my reflections, peaks and valleys. Peaks and valleys this past year, ups and downs. And therefore this morning as I try to make our time together a bit more interactive as it were, every time I talk about a peak, I invite you to do this. Please do that with me, please. This is a peak, we're moving up, and this is a valley. A hill, so we're going down. A peak and a valley. So therefore, I'm going to have your attention this morning throughout is the hope. Peaks and valleys. First and foremost, in the words of our new bishop, Michael Curry, our presiding bishop, we are a member of the Jesus movement, friends. Our commitment to Jesus as Lord is strong and dedicated. We are committed to Jesus as our Lord and Savior personally, and we will continue to be here as a church. We're the Episcopal branch of the Jesus movement, deeply rooted in the Episcopal Church, with our rituals and traditions. Everything wonderful about the Episcopal Church we celebrate here. Our apostolic tradition, the role of women, the democratic style of decision-making, the way we seek consensus, the way that all have a voice, the inclusive nature of Eucharist, the fact that all are welcome. We have remained committed and we will continue to remain committed to Jesus as our Lord, as part of the Jesus movement moving forward in 2016. This past year, we had a wonderful peak, as it were. As you know, we broke ground in April. We broke ground in April. We moved in September. We have new office space, new Sunday school rooms, new youth group rooms, handicapped bathrooms, and a brand new nursery. It's working out beautifully. We had an open house and a party this past September. It was great, great fun. And yes, believe it or not, a door is coming outside. There's a new narthex door that is on its way, as I continue to hear weekly. So yes, certainly a peak. We have an expansion. We are in, and it's working out wonderfully this morning. The valley, we have one glitch in this whole process today. We have a temporary occupancy permit. We are still in negotiations with the fire marshal at this time. There are a couple more things to take care of before we can gain a full occupancy permit. That would be a valley. That is a challenge for sure. And we're plugging away at it, and these negotiations are ongoing. A wonderful peak for us is our brand spanking new St. Anne's Essentials Pantry. Under Wendy's leadership, we now 30 to 40 regular families come the last Saturday of the month, a well-staffed group of volunteers, and they come and they gather to be offered these essentials that are very, very important for them. A quick story, if I may. About a month or so ago, a gal came into the facility looking to talk. She wanted to share, wanted to talk. She shared with me that she comes to the Essentials Pantry the last Saturday of the month, that she's a regular member of AA, and she wanted to come upstairs in church and pray. I thought it was a beautiful, beautiful testament. Now, we may never see her in church, but the testament is, folks, the full circle all the way around from pantry, AA, and church as a place for spiritual solace. It was very, very heartwarming, and that was all about the pantry, the fact that she had come and met folks at the pantry, and that this has become her full-service church. Even though we may not see her on Sunday morning, she still is very, very active. That clearly, our St. Anne's Essentials Pantry, our peak, let's see some peaks. We're going up the peak. There you go. Thank you. We have embraced the Living Compass as our faith formation program. Four of us are now trained in the Living Wellness advocates. We have our own wellness council. The third Sunday of the month, wellness events are going very, very well, workshops and activities. Clearly a peak as we gather for Living Compass events. The valley might be they have not been very well attended. The reality is they have not been very well attended. And we name that and raise it up and ask for and invite folks and encourage folks to check out the Living Compass. It's a way for us. It's the new buzzword today, living well in the community. That is our call. This past year, friends, we developed a logo. I think I see Robin and Mike with their sweatshirts on. Would you guys stand up and model that sweatshirt real quick for us this morning? There, thank you, Robin. With a great deal of time, energy, and thought, We developed our own logo through the personality of our church. A very efficient committee was formed, and it illustrates our strength in community, our focus on a family life, our balance of our traditional roots and progressive possibilities, our welcoming nature, the beauty of our growth. It's voted on as our vestry, clearly a peak, our brand new logo. You'll see it all over the place, in church, outside of church, in any correspondence that we offer, in all our paperwork. We have a logo. It's a beautiful way to continue to celebrate St. Anne's in the community. Finances and stewardship. Begin with a valley. We begin with a valley. We ended the year with a deficit this past year. Yes, we did. You'll see details of that at the annual meeting. We ended the year with a deficit. We lost significant pledgers this year. One woman passed away. A couple of folks left and went back to their home church, a place where they have deep, deep roots. And our position on the national church and the national church's position on gay marriage has also cost us some pledgers. So going into our stewardship drive, we were nervous. We were nervous going in. We were not sure what that was going to be like. And as it came out, we recognized that we had a very rough time of it for a while. And then a month before, we were looking at the possibility of some pretty significant cuts. But everyone rallied the last month, and it has really turned into a positive, whereby 32% of us have increased our pledge. 16% brand new or recaptured pledgers. We are now at our 110 pledging units, the most pledging units ever. And we finished at 177,852, which is right where we need to be moving forward for a new budget. So even though, yes, it was a valley moving forward at the beginning, it is a peak coming out on the other side as folks have rallied. We strive for 100% participation, and we will be a lot more transparent about our financial situation. You will hear about it from the pulpit. You will see it in inserts, not week in, week out. But stewardship committee has decided we need to continue to put this out to the community, voted on at vestry. That is our plan moving forward. You know, friends, when I think about peaks and valleys, what comes to mind for the most part is the 23rd Psalm. And I focus for a moment on, though I walk through the valley, though I walk through the valley. We hear that particular reading at many funerals, do we not? So peaks and valleys. So when we think about those two words, though I walk through, the only difference is a small r in the through. Though means and acknowledges the fact that there will be valleys in our lives. We all can attest to a valley in our life. There will be valleys, though I walk. But the idea is to get through the valley. We're not supposed to stay in valleys long. And it's only because of the R. In sign language, the R is a cross. The R means a cross. So we take our valleys and we place them at the foot of the cross. Therefore, though I walk through the valley because of my faith in Jesus Christ, I get through the other side. We are reminded this morning that Jesus walks with us in our valleys, and he picks us up and carries us in our valleys, and he walks along beside us in our peaks. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You're there with your rock and your staff to govern me. The 23rd Psalm, certainly applicable when we talk about our next subject here this morning. Last year, we developed a committee to look into the possibility of being an open and affirming church, which just means expanding our welcome, being more specific about our welcome, the fact that all of us want to be welcoming. So a survey was developed and conducted. Everyone was heard. Really important that folks realize that all were heard. And though some were ready to move along with that more specific language, others were not. And what has come from this morning, folks, is the fact that our individual personal relationships have carried the day. Our bonds with one another, our love for each other has carried the day. And in that reflection, we also gather to recognize that we have developed a compromise. And you'll see that at our annual meeting. We have a brand new mission, welcome, and vision statement, voted on by vestry, rolled out this morning as well. A compromise was developed because all were heard. Certainly a valley during it, please be with me, a valley during it, but a peak coming up on the other side. We worked it out and got through it because of our love for one another. Last year, as you know, we lost our beloved organist, Bob Chibora. Had a stroke in May, in the hospital for some time, passed away in September. We had our service for him in November, a huge, huge valley. For me personally, I was deeply, deeply touched and grieved by Bob's departure from us, his loss. And it took a long time to get to the other side. And it wasn't until we had our service in November, when we put him to rest, that I was really able to come out on the other side in my own personal grief. Miss Bob dearly. But with every death, there's new life. With every death, there is new life. Lois walked with us through the interim process for 4 or 5 months. And then in a search, we were able to bring Susan Parsons to us, a talented, dedicated, spiritual woman who will lead our choir and our music moving forward, a huge peak in our life today. With every death, there is new life. Yes, we miss Bob, but we move along and we embrace Susan and we embrace our choir moving forward. Friends, this past year was an amazing year for our middle school and high school youth. An amazing year. Right now we have a confirmation class going on, 8 or 9 folks that are in the confirmation program who expect to be confirmed by the bishop on May the 1st. May the 1st is coming spring. And our youth group is 12 or 15 kids strong. You see them come in during the service and all sit in the front together. They are very, very strong. They pray together, talk together, play together, learn together, share their faith together. This really started with a new retreat called Mikra that we held here this past October, Columbus Day weekend, where we had 60, 70 kids overtake the facility, really baptized the new facility downstairs as all these kids sleeping all over, eating, enjoying themselves. That was the kind of the impetus for this wonderful group. And our high school and middle school groups are very, very strong. Certainly a peak this past year. This past year has also been filled with many, many peaks and some valleys, and we are reminded of that 23rd Psalm, though I walk through that valley. And it also leads us to our scripture this morning, Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, a reading that we hear very often at weddings, where we are told and reminded that the greatest gifts given are faith, hope, and love. The greatest gifts are faith, hope, and love. Today we are reminded that it is in our faith that God walks with us during our peaks, and he carries us in our valleys. Walks with us in our peaks, carries us in our valleys. We also have great hope in the resurrection. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ in our lives, our future is always bright. It is always bright because we embrace Jesus as Lord, and he died and rose, and we too will die and rise. We experience this Jesus today, and we have the promise of eternal life as well. And finally, the peace of love, where love is the most important. It is our bond together that keeps us moving forward. It is the people around you, to your right and to your left. If you wouldn't mind just swiveling around this morning, looking to your left, to your right, behind you. It is your love for one another. It is our fellowship, our community that carries us and nurtures us on. There is not a more friendly place on a Sunday morning than St. Anne's Episcopal Church. It is because of our love that we get through valleys and we also strive to embrace more peaks. It was a tough year in terms of peaks and valleys, but we have come to the other side. So therefore, we celebrate God's ministry, God's life in us in the valleys, and we embrace the peaks moving forward in 2016. Thank you for your attention.